We've remarked several times this year about the lackluster slate of games that have been taking place in college football, but this weekend, week 10 of the college football season, features a number of big games. Welcome into the college football or the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor. I almost said the college football professor show, but we might as well call it that because the professor is with me now and he's going to help break it down for us. Man, I mean, rank versus rank, but not just that. We have some very important matchups for divisions in conferences. Lots can be determined this week.
Well, you can't imagine the Bulldogs at the Tigers in Columbia, Missouri. You can't get any bigger than that one, can you?
Well, that actually was not on our list of games, but that is a Thursday night game. The 24th ranked Mississippi State takes a trip to Columbia to play the Missouri Tigers. Before we get started, I just want to get a quick thought from you on the end of the Miami-Duke game. It has, of course, made national headlines. It's been all over the talk shows. And the way that game ended, a lot of people thought that they should reverse the ending because the player clearly had his knee down. But just talk about that from your experience and what you saw there and everything that you took away.
Well, it's just unfortunate. And it's certainly unfortunate for Duke for that kind of thing to happen. I think the only reason they can't reverse it has to do with the fact that, of course, if they call the knee down, that would be a different story. But on the penalty, whether it was or wasn't, you can't. There would be an untimed play that would have to take place, and because if they had stayed with the penalty, then you know, Duke would have had the opportunity to accept or reject, and of course they would have rejected, which means that that there would have been another play by Miami from the whether it was on, sure, the 10-yard line or where, and you can't assume that they would not have scored.
So should they give that game to them? Should the ACC?
I don't think they can because, okay, of that. In other words, one play, they could go 90 yards. Not likely, but you can't take anything that's not that is possible, you can't take it out. Unless they said, well, he should have, he was on the, you know, his knee was on the ground. But they didn't call it.
Yeah, and people make mistakes. Obviously, the officials, they have been suspended for two games, and they know they made a huge mistake in that you can't review the flag. You throw the flag for a legal block in the back, you're not supposed to be able to review that. They did, of course. We'd all know what happened, and that's how that turned out. Well, let's move on. We have a huge slate of games this weekend, and we're going to start with some SEC matchups that may not be at the top of the national list, but they're at ours, and they mean something to these programs, even though they might not matter in the SEC. And we'll start with three matchups. We'll start with Vanderbilt at number 11, Florida. This is an early game on ESPN. Vanderbilt's been playing better. Their defense is playing better, although they got beat pretty badly this last weekend by Houston. Any chance they give Florida a scare?
I do not think so, and I'll tell you why. Florida has a real really outstanding defense. Vanderbilt has a good defense, but their defense is not going to be doing the going against Florida's defense, and so that's where the problem is.
Kentucky at Georgia, same time, 11 a.m. This one's on the SEC Network. And Georgia, of course, we know what's going on with Mark Richt right now. Will he finish the season, or will he be the coach after the season in Athens? They play Kentucky. Big game for Georgia, I think. They need to win this one bad.
I think Georgia will win the game, even though I think Kentucky is a, you know, is a pretty good team as well. But Georgia is a lot better than what they've been playing. Now, I know their quarterback situation is a difficult one. I know that losing Chubb was a huge thing. Now, Jacob, I know that Mark Richt is having struggles, but have you known any team that's had more devastating star injuries than has Georgia in the last 2 years?
It's been tough for them. It really has. You talk about Todd Gurley going down last year. Of course, Nick Chubb going down this year. The same situation, really. And so you think Georgia will handle that one. That's good. I will hope to see that for Mark Richt's case. Even if he doesn't remain the coach there, it'd be nice to see him get a win. South Carolina at Tennessee. This game's at 3 p.m. on the SEC Network Saturday afternoon. Big game here for both teams, but I think Tennessee really needs to prove that they're a good team and not slip up here.
This is a big game for Tennessee, and South Carolina's playing with a lot of emotion, and so I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk for Tennessee.
No.
I think it'll be a really good game. You know, what we should do is that we should just back away and look at the Gamecocks and Volunteers going at it as a good game and let them play and not think about all the implication that goes on here or there, because it's going to be an exciting football game.
It is, and South Carolina gave Texas A&M on the road last week all they could handle in College Station. The Aggies were fortunate to come away with a win there. And the Aggies get another home game this weekend. They host Auburn, number 25, Texas A&M. They snuck back into the top 25. This game's at 6:30 on SEC Network. Now, outside of Auburn and Texas A&M fans, I don't know how many people are going to be watching this game, because it will be going on at the same time as another game will be happening in Tuscaloosa, and we'll talk about that one a little later. But Auburn and Texas A&M, Auburn gave Ole Miss a pretty good game this past weekend. Texas A&M struggled against South Carolina. Could the Tigers get a road win this week?
I think they could. I think it's a very close, going to be a very difficult game to call. Because I really think that last week Ole Miss didn't play their best, but Auburn looked a little better. But A&M, I'm not sure what the team is. Their defense still is lacking. And so this may be a time for Auburn to get their offense back in gear.
Yeah, I think there's a distinct possibility that Auburn can get a win this weekend in College Station. Let's move outside the SEC now. We have a couple more SEC games to go, but we'll save them to later. Duke is at number 21, North Carolina. Big game, of course. We thought Duke was going to come in with a lot on the line, and they still may have some on the line, but last weekend's result kind of hampered that a little bit. But they play number 21, North Carolina, divisional game, kind of ACC Coastal on the line here. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to do what I said I was not going to do again, and that is to predict what Duke or Georgia Tech would do. But something tells me that North Carolina will win this game. But This could be a really good game. Duke's better than I thought they would be, and North Carolina is better than what I thought they would be. So this is really a good game.
Number 8, Notre Dame is at Pittsburgh. This is an 11 o'clock start, early morning game on ABC. Notre Dame coming off of the game this past weekend, primetime against Temple. They won that game. But this is, I don't know, Pittsburgh's been playing pretty well. I would be uneasy if I'm an Irish fan here.
I think you're right. The only thing I would say is that Pittsburgh didn't play their top game last week. Now, maybe they were looking ahead a little bit to Notre Dame, but if they were, the Pittsburgh Panthers don't have the opportunity to be looking ahead to anybody. But they are a good team. I doubt they have enough to defeat Notre Dame.
Couple more before we get to the big ones. Michigan State is at Nebraska. This is 6 o'clock on ESPN. And some people have likened this to the Texas-Oklahoma game in that Michigan State they're not a heavy favorite in this game. They headed into Nebraska. Nebraska's had a lot of close calls this year. Any chance the Cornhuskers could steal one here?
Well, I think there is a good chance of that, but Nebraska's been one of the, I'd have to say, it's one of the more disappointing teams of the year this year. They just haven't done it. They haven't gotten it done this year.
All right, let's get to the big ones now. We'll start in Oxford, where Ole Miss, number 19, hosts Arkansas, 2:30 CBS, the first part of the doubleheader, which will end with LSU-Alabama. This is a big game, obviously, for Ole Miss. All three of their remaining games are huge, because if they have to win them all, and they're in Atlanta. Arkansas, of course, we know how they've come this season. They had a virtual off week this past weekend. They played Tennessee Martin. Any chance that the Razorbacks take down the Rebels here?
I think there's a good chance, even though if I were going to say which team I would favor the Ole Miss. But Arkansas, it seems like Arkansas plays some games at a high pitch, high level, big time, and then other times they just seem to, they got this running attack, great offensive line, and they go out there and try to play like the New England Patriots, throwing the ball all over the field. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Navy at number 15, Memphis. We'll squeeze this one in real quick. Any chance Memphis could go down?
There is. I think that Navy is a very good football team. They only have one loss. And I think if they can somehow contain Lynch, who I think is an outstanding quarterback for the Memphis Tigers, And I think if they can somehow contain him, that's the problem, is can Navy have enough defense to contain Lynch? If they can, they're going to have a good chance of winning this game.
Top-ranked Buckeyes of Ohio State host Minnesota. Any chance there?
I don't think so. Okay. Minnesota didn't, they just absolutely had a game in their pocket and didn't do it last week. So I can't imagine them winning this game, but who knows?
Three monster games this weekend. Monster matchups. We'll start in Death Valley at 2:30 on ABC, where the Florida State Seminoles come to town to face the unbeaten Clemson Tigers. Big game here. ACC Atlantic Division on the line, but also college football playoff implications at stake. Who wins it?
Well, you know, I can't help but think Clemson will win the game. But Florida State they're one of the three or four teams in America that has, if you're looking at talent on the football field, they would be one of those top three or four teams with talent. And sometimes talent just rises up in a big game like this. But somehow they got to find a way to contain Clemson's quarterback because he's just really good.
No problem, and I agree, by the way, that Clemson, I think they will win. I think they're going to win big. I think Clemson was scared this past weekend by North Carolina State, but I think they're going to win this one big. I think Florida State, all those years that they've beaten Clemson and Clemson's come up just short, I think the frustration is going to come out and the Tigers are going to hand one to them this weekend. Number 5, TCU's on the road at number 12, Oklahoma State. Another 2:30 game. The channel changer might be getting some work out there at that particular window. The Cowboys in this one are undefeated. They escaped against Texas Tech last weekend in Lubbock, and now they get number 5 TCU, which has been playing up and down. I guess some weeks you could say they struggled. I mean they're both undefeated, that Oklahoma State can knock off the Horned Frogs?
I think it's a very good chance. Yeah. In fact, in my way of thinking, the Cowboys are kind of they've been neglected, even though they keep winning and sometimes winning big. But Trevon Boykin is really good for TCU. But Oklahoma State is just really a good football team. This is going to be a very good game, and it could be a one of those classic games.
It is, and I don't know which way to go here. It's very, very interesting dynamic. I tend to want to be on Oklahoma State's. It's in Stillwater, so I tend to want to be on their side. But I'll just let you make the tough calls, and I'll just read the games. All right, the big game Saturday night is number 4 LSU at number 7 Alabama. Of course, this one's 7:00 CBS. It's always in prime time, and we'll take a little longer on this one. I'll get a key for you on both teams as LSU comes in undefeated. We know about Leonard Fournette; he's running everybody off the field so far this year. LSU's defense has been kind of susceptible, and of course, we know what Alabama has done. Their question marks are more on the offensive side. So, we'll start with the Tigers. What do they need to do to win this game and go into Tuscaloosa into what will be an undoubtedly hostile environment and win?
I think the key for them is Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. but it's true.
But I do think that that the concern Alabama will have to have with LSU will be Leonard Fournette getting to the edges. This is where, to me, the two outstanding tailbacks for each team, Fournette has that, seemingly he has that ability to get out on the edge a little bit better. And I think that's where Alabama is going to have to really shore up the defense at that point. Now, also, LSU has a very good defense.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't think that their defense was as good as what a lot of LSU defenses have been. But they're getting better. Their defensive line is not as good as Alabama's, but it's a very good defensive
right.
line.
Right. All right, for Alabama, what do you think they need to do? And I'm looking for particularly on the offensive side of the ball against this LSU defense to win this game.
I think for Alabama, the key is going to come down how well does the offensive line perform.
Yeah.
I thought at the beginning of the year this would be a very good offensive line. It has not performed that way. And I think the key will be how good the offensive line performs. I also think that each quarterback has had their good days and they have their limitations. And it's going to come down to which quarterback is able to make the big plays and play consistent and not have turnovers and that kind of thing. But they're going to have to make some plays in this game. But I think the key for Alabama is going to be their offensive line, how well it's able to play.
Before we get a pick from you, which matchup is more intriguing? Because I think both of them are for different reasons. The Alabama offense against the LSU defense, a questionable offense, I guess, against a questionable defense. I say questionable, as questionable as you'll get in a game like this, against strength versus strength. You've got Leonard Fournette and Brandon Harris and what they've done against Alabama's front seven and what they've done. Which matchup are you more excited to see?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette against the front seven of Alabama. And then I also think it will be the offensive line. While LSU's front seven, their defensive line, is not at the same level, I don't think, as Alabama's, but can Alabama's offensive line block LSU's linebackers, and that's going to be a key. So I think the key to it will be how well offensive line, Alabama's offensive line performs, and then Leonard Fournette against the defensive line. Of Alabama.
Well, it's time. It's that time, and this is a big game: 4th-ranked LSU versus 7th-ranked Alabama. SEC West implications on the line if Ole Miss were to lose. Obviously, LSU plays Ole Miss still to come, so this game could have a huge impact on the SEC. And then, of course, nationally, LSU, they are right there in the college football playoff, so is Alabama. So, who wins this game?
I think Alabama will win the game, and I think there are two factors that probably might be the determining factors. One is the Alabama's punter, how well he does at if he is on target and does the kind of punting he's done the last couple of games and the way he did last year, he will be a real weapon in this game. And then I think the second thing will be that on special teams, like punt coverage and kickoff coverage, not letting the other team get field position out of it. Last game, Alabama's place kicker kicked every kick into the end zone except one. And that would be a real positive for Alabama. Now, so I think if their kicking game does well, as well I think it will do, Alabama will win the game.
This is the biggest, most physical offensive line that Alabama's front seven will have faced this year. But then again, it's Alabama's front seven, and they've proven time and time again they can get. You know, I like LSU in the game. I like LSU close. I don't know why. I think that LSU comes into this game a little disrespected, a little under the radar, but we shall see. It also wouldn't surprise me to see either team win in overtime or whatever. We've seen overtime games before in Bryant-Denny. Go ahead.
What if, by the time Saturday rolls around, the playoff committee has placed LSU in the number one position? Will they still feel like they're disrespected?
Well, they shouldn't, but I think anytime you go into a game against Alabama at Bryant-Denny, there are not going to be many people giving you a chance to win, and I think you'll see that Saturday as everybody makes their prediction. I think the heavy predictors will be in on the tide, but we shall see Saturday night. It will be fun. Alabama hosting LSU, always a great rivalry game, and of course this year, as most years, national championship implications on the line. We'll recap that and talk about more great games upcoming. It's November. It's time for teams to really put up or shut up if they want to be in the national conversation. We'll talk about it all here at BunSports.com. For the College Football Professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. Have a great, blessed week. We will see you next week.